You're on your classic, it's breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and around 57,000 heart attacks happen in Australia every year, but would you know if you are actually having one? What are the symptoms? I'm joined by Marie Ludlow, the Heart Foundation's manager here in South Australia. Marie, how's it going?
Good, thank you, Jordan.
So what are the most common warning signs of a heart attack?
So the warning signs of a heart attack, they can be different for every person, and no two heart attacks are actually the same. So even if you've had a heart attack before, the symptoms might be different next time around. So it's really important to be aware of all of the warning signs. And there's quite a list, but the warning signs of a heart attack can include things like discomfort, heaviness or pressure or pain in the chest, pain or discomfort in your arms, your shoulders, neck, jaw or back. So really in the kind of the upper torso area. Shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. You can be sweating or a breakout in a cold sweat. There could be dizziness, lightheadedness or feeling faint, vomiting, nausea, indigestion or feeling anxious. So quite a long list there.
And a list that isn't exactly exclusive to heart attacks either. I bet it can get confusing whether you're having one or not.
Right, yes. Look, as we said, some of those are quite general. So, and what we do find is that some people may experience one of those, or they can experience a whole combination. Some people don't even experience things like chest pain at all. They might just have the dizziness and the cold sweat. So, look, and it's really important to remember, I know we see a lot in TV and movies, the vision of heart attack, of, you know, clutching your chest and falling to the ground. And it's really important to know that a heart attack may not necessarily look like that.
So I guess the symptoms by themselves, like we said, they're pretty common, but is it something that we may need to, I guess, just if it's come out of nowhere, so suddenly nauseous without realizing if we've eaten anything bad or anything like that, get ourselves checked?
Yeah, that's right. So if you have any of these symptoms, even if you're not sure if it's the sign of a heart attack, if you have any of these symptoms, don't ignore them. Because if it is a heart attack, the quicker you call an ambulance or get to the hospital, the better. So time is really important here, because if you can get treatment within the first 1 to 2 hours, and if it is a heart attack, you can actually stop that heart attack and you may not have any damage to your heart muscle. But if you leave it, and we're looking like it's after 6 to 12 hours, then the damage to the heart muscle can't be reversed. So that's permanent damage. So it's really, really small window of opportunity there. And unfortunately, we see that one of the common reasons why people do die from a heart attack is that they do delay calling 000. So look, it's the only way that you can diagnose if it is a heart attack is to have the medical test. And it's better to go to the hospital and find out that it's not a heart attack than delay seeking help.
So when it comes to the warning signs and I guess the pain that you can get in your chest, you can get in your arms, is there differing levels of pain when you do experience it?
Yeah, so pain's subjective anyway, so what's painful for one person may not really register for someone else. But what we do know when we talk to people who have had a heart attack is that they can commonly describe it as like having an elephant sitting on your chest. So that sounds pretty painful. Or having a belt that's being tightened around the chest. And remember, this pain can also, you know, appear in other parts of the body. So they've also reported that it can feel like a choking feeling in the throat, or the arms may feel quite heavy and stiff and useless.
So what is actually happening when we are experiencing a heart attack?
Yeah, so look, what's actually happening is that when you're having a heart attack, one of the arteries that supplies blood to your heart muscle has become blocked. So that essentially then causes a lack of blood flow to the heart muscle. And so if that blood flow is not fixed relatively quickly, then the heart muscle will start to die and can lead to that permanent damage. So when we're talking about having that small window of opportunity, we know that the earlier that blocked artery can be opened and we can get that blood flow restored again, then we increase the chances of not having any permanent damage to the heart muscle.
So obviously it's a fairly long list of broad symptoms when you are having a heart attack. How aware are Australians actually of what is a heart attack?
Well, our research shows that when we've asked people about the warning signs of a heart attack, around a third don't recognise some of even the most common signs, such as the chest, arm, shoulder, neck, jaw or back pain. So we think it's really important that everyone knows the warning signs so they can act really quickly and call 000. And there's a lot of information on this on our website at heartfoundation.org.au because it is a long list of symptoms and we're very keen for people to become aware of those signs.
No worries. Well, like you said, it's on the website if anyone needs more information. Marie, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Jordan. My pleasure.
That's Marie Ludlow with the Heart Foundation on your Classic It's Breakfast.